Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All of us have been watching the disaster that has been the 7.5 on the Richter scale earthquake that took place in Taiwan. And then, of course, we see more. It's basically par for the course. Aggressive maneuverings of the Chinese military around our ally Taiwan. We're watching too the watches and the warnings for potential tsunamis, that, like, for example, in Okinawa, and a very dangerous time for sure. Now, we have now gotten ourselves into a situation as a country where our top geopolitical foe is not only saying that they're going to take over China. They use the word reunification, but it would be take over and invade Taiwan. China would invade Taiwan. And there, we know their political ambitions reach no bound. This is very real. I think China will do it, and they will do it while Joe Biden is president. That means this year. Maybe they wait to the election at some point. They'll do it when Biden's president. That I would bet on. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. And we have watched now the communist Chinese fly spy balloons over the entire United States, over our military installations, and the Biden administration. There's no price to pay for China. Never mind COVID. No price to pay for that either. No price to pay for the massive intellectual property theft. No price to pay for unfair trade practices. No price to pay when they have been aggressively maneuvered around our fighter jets in international airspace. No consequences in international waterways when the Chinese Navy is making aggressive actions towards the U.S. Navy, and Joe Biden does nothing. Now, do I suspect deep down that probably the Biden family, in light of all the money we know they did get from China, in the case of CEFC, the Chinese oil conglomerate? Yeah, I would imagine that the communist Chinese have a dossier on Hunter Biden and family members that would probably shock the American people. But most people don't get that news because fake news will never cover it. Well, Joe Biden has apparently had this meeting with President Xi, and, you know, apparently this call has sparked a clash on U.S. high-tech export controls, separate and apart from the Taiwan earthquake. But I don't have any faith in Joe doing anything with China, because let me play this montage of your president just praising the communist Chinese. Listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not a competition for us.
A more prosperous China will mean more demand for American-made goods and services and more jobs back home in the United States of America. So our desire for your prosperity is not born out of some nobility. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
When I've spent a lot of time with President Xi, even he acknowledges that the growth and progress in China has been a direct relationship of the stability that has been encouraged by U.S. presence.
We've recognized that the United States-China relations generate global economic benefit, not just to both our countries, but global benefit. Last year, our trade with China supported over 500,000 jobs here in the United States. There was a debate here in the United States, and quite frankly, throughout most of the West, as whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the wider world. As a young member of the Foreign Relations Committee, I wrote and I said, and I believed then what I believe now, that a rising China is a positive, positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large.
I guess I want to ask you, do you think that this is going to, in fact, be a major issue? And are you vulnerable on this issue at all because of your son's business dealings in China?
No, I don't believe so at all. My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about, not even remotely.
And now let me play Joe Biden on the upcoming meeting with President Xi. We're not trying to decouple from China. We're trying to make the relationship better. I wonder if Hunter will be there. Anyway, listen to this.
How would you define success with your meeting with President Xi?
To get back on a normal course of corresponding, being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another if there's a crisis, being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another. We can't take, as I told you, we're not trying to decouple from China, but what we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better. From my perspective, if in fact the Chinese people who are in trouble right now economically, if the average if the average citizen in China was able to have a decent paying job, that benefits them and it benefits all of us. But I'm not going to continue to sustain the support for positions where if we want to invest in China, we have to turn over all our trade secrets.
Anyway, joining us now to weigh in on this, Michael Pillsbury, former Trump advisor on China and now a senior fellow for Chief Strategy at Heritage. Gordon Chang is back with us, author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. Welcome both of you back to the program. Gordon, I've asked you many times why you believe that China has their own internal problems economically and otherwise. And I'm not so sure that China is not surpassing the U.S. in terms of military strength, i.e. hypersonic missile technology to start with. And my understanding from my sources is a lot of that intellectual property came from us and they stole it.
Well, they certainly did, Sean. And we know this from John Ratcliffe when he was Director of National Intelligence, December 2020, his Wall Street Journal op-ed piece. He put the loss at $500 billion a year of U.S. intellectual property stolen by China. His successor, Avril Haines, has confirmed that. And we see, of course, as you point out, China is going through severe problems at home. And we know one thing, Sean, whatever is the reason, whether it's internal or Hunter Biden or whatever, we know the U.S. is not deterring China because Xi Jinping and President Biden talked on Tuesday. And then right after that, the Chinese sent 30 airplanes and 9 naval ships near Taiwan. That shows that there is no deterrence anymore. We are not deterring the Chinese.
Well, let's get your take, Michael Pillsbury.
Thanks, John. I think the Chinese have got a big picture in mind involving Biden versus Trump. they are continuing their 100-year marathon. They think they've got 25 more years to go to really surpass us in every way. When I was over in Beijing a few months ago, I picked up this message. I was really quite stunned. They openly want Biden to have a second term. They're quite scared of what Trump might do to them. Trump obviously got very wise to the Chinese approach to surpassing us. So far, they're losing. The more Trump pulls ahead in the polls, the more he pulls ahead in the swing states. The Chinese have got intelligence collection and analysts who can tell them Trump has a very good chance of becoming president again. And this will be a kind of vindictive Trump who will be concerned to hold China accountable, not just for COVID, but for quite a few other things. The Biden administration, Sean, has not done any study yet. They're supposed to do it by law, of whether China's enforcing the Trump trade agreement or not. I think they're not. But overall, you get this sense that China wants to make Biden look like it would be a good choice for a second term. They're not making a lot of trouble for him. The Chinese could really come after him and attack him, but they're not. They act as though Biden is a responsible statesman, and yes, he's raising a few problems like TikTok and restarting the fentanyl talks, but the Chinese seem to humor him and act nice. I think you probably saw them walking around together almost hand in hand, what they call the San Francisco spirit now in China. They really want him to win, and I think on the other side, the fear of what Mr. Trump could do to them in the second term is really quite paralyzing for them.
Well, didn't Donald Trump show more strength against China than any president in the modern era? Did he not put tariffs on them that were effective? Did he not have probably the very frank discussions, is a way I'll characterize it, based on my understanding and my sources, with the communist Chinese? And while he says they got along beautifully, because he was insisting that they act a certain way and he wouldn't take any other actions unless they did. They would be punished if in fact they were not good trading partners or intellectual property theft continued, etc.
Sean, that's exactly right. And a lot of the details are revealed in Bob Lighthizer's memoir called No Trade is Free. He talks about how at first the Chinese would make almost no concessions. At least they would come to the talks. They got started. Biden can't even do that. But after a while, Mr. Trump would send major threats.
Oh, you know what? You're breaking. I want to hear that answer. So let me get you on a better line here, and we'll go back to Gordon Chang. Gordon, I do believe that Donald Trump probably did have a good relationship with President Xi, but it was a position of strength, and he did things that no other president had ever shown a willingness to do, and that's to put tariffs on them. And to let them know that unfair trade practices, intellectual property theft, are not going to be acceptable. And certainly there were not aggressive moves by the Chinese military against American military personnel ever. That didn't happen. There were no spy balloons either.
Absolutely agree. I believe that the Chinese look at Biden and they think he's a laughingstock. And, of course, they know about Hunter Biden's business relationship with them. But the important thing, Sean, is that the Chinese were afraid of Trump. They've been afraid of Trump as they were afraid of no other president. And the reason is that President Trump was unpredictable. And this goes back to, I think it was April 2017, when Xi Jinping was at Mar-a-Lago having that dinner, that beautiful chocolate cake, as Trump said. And Trump got up and said, look, I bombed Syria. Syria is a China friend. I think that Xi Jinping was way off balance because of that. And because of that, there has been peace, or there was peace during the 4 years of the Trump administration. And there was peace not just with Xi Jinping.
Let me add a little more context to this. They were in the middle of the dinner. He had already ordered the bombing in Syria. And during dessert, he basically said, I guess I better tell him because he's going to learn in a couple hours anyway. And said straight up to him what he had done. Apparently the reaction was, I understand. That was the reaction. That's what my sources have told me.
Yes, and basically what happened is the Chinese, and Xi Jinping is a very arrogant character. I think that President Trump took Xi Jinping down a notch. And that's why we had relatively good relations with China during the Trump era. Now, unfortunately, in the Biden period, there is an almost irresistible momentum to war because we see the Chinese pressuring not just Taiwan, not just the Philippines, but also Japan. And this is getting extremely serious because the Chinese are probing all throughout East Asia. This is at the same time that Xi Jinping is militarizing his society, and we see this in a number of different ways. And the last report we had was that in Chinese companies, they're standing up units of the People's Armed Police, in other words, militia, society that's going to war because Biden is weak.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Michael Pillsbury. You started breaking up. You were making a point. If you can go back to that, I'll let you pick up where you were.
Thanks, John. I was trying to lay out how Trump had both Pompeo and Lighthizer on his team, basically making really serious threats quietly, not openly, to the Chinese to get them to the negotiating table and to get them to sign agreements. We don't see that with Biden. That's a dream come true for China. They like a weak American president. They want to keep him in power. So the nightmare for them is Trump's return, which I think they're following closely. And they now believe they have to take more steps to make sure that Biden wins the election.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate both of you. And I think there's a lot about China that America doesn't know about that they need to know about. And both of you, I hope people are listening. This is our top geopolitical foe, and never mind the tens and tens of thousands showing up at our southern border, buying up our ranch farmland and land near military installations. We better start paying attention. This is a real clear present danger for our country. We know their geopolitical ambitions. We know what's going to happen likely in Taiwan. Appreciate both of you. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back, we'll continue. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner,
And that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me go to Raylene, is out in the very leftist state of California, the socialist utopia that it is. Raylene, glad you called. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for letting me talk. And you're right, I am in a pretty blue state. I'm not blue myself, but I'm calling because I'm a grandmother and a mother. I have a son who's 44. I have two grandchildren, one in college, just started college, and one's just starting high school. I can't vote for anybody, but RFK Jr. I just can't. With a $34 trillion deficit in our debt, how can I pass that on to my kids and my grandkids?
Well, you said that you're not blue. How would you describe yourself in your own words, like politically? Like, I would argue I'm a Reagan conservative, America first, make America great again conservative. And I think most people would understand that. How would you describe yourself?
Well, you know, it's funny because I was born in a Democratic family, and I think a lot of people are born into a party, and they grow up, young adults, and I learned about the Republican Party when I married my ex-husband 20 years ago, and it kind of opened me up to, I would say I'm more of an independent, lean a little.
Okay.
You know, I,
right.
He's just, you know, we need somebody who's going to have 8 years to do it. I don't think Trump and Biden have it in them to do it in 4 years. Our country's just fallen apart, and we need a major change. That's just where I'm coming from. He's pulling
from that. All right. So now I have a question for you, and you can support whoever you want. We live in a free country. Tell me how. Tell me what you know about RFK on issues. Tell me what it is that you support that he's advocating for.
Well, I really support his wanting to make this country healthy again. You know, when you and I were kids, we didn't know anybody who had autism. We didn't know any. We didn't even know the word autoimmune disease. You know, our food supply is so bad.
All right, let's go through this a little quicker so we can cover a lot of ground. So you like his position on immunization, vaccination. That would be one position. What other positions of his do you like?
I like the fact that he's talking about the policies. He's talking about the HWO. He's talking about HEF or the WEF. Nobody else is talking about this stuff. Biden and Trump, they just argue about each other and they're evil. I like the fact that...
Let me ask you a series of questions now. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Do you think America should be part of the Paris Climate Agreement where China and India are classified as developing nations and we pay the vast majority of money for that? Do you think we should be a part of it?
No.
Well, Kennedy is a huge supporter of it. Now, let me continue. Do you know that Kennedy wants towns to eliminate fracking completely? And he said that in 2012. Do you know that in 2015 that he endorsed Bernie Sanders' climate plan to curb U.S. fossil fuel extraction? Hashtag keep it in the ground. Do you know that he applauded Obama's decision to cancel a fossil fuel auction? Are you aware that he supported San Francisco's decision to ban fossil fuel extraction? Do you know that he said that the only safe fracking regulation is a ban on fracking? Supported that ban in Maryland, called for a ban on new fossil fuel infrastructure in New York. He supported imposing a tax on carbon emissions, opposed the Keystone XL pipeline, and said the climate change is the cost we're paying for our longtime deadly addiction to coal and oil. Do you agree with him on those positions? Because that's the lifeblood of the world's economy and our economy. Do you agree with him on that?
No, I didn't. I have not researched that part of it. But you just said he felt that way in 2000. When?
No, I'll give you the years. I have quotes from him from 2012, 2014, 15, 16, 17, 2019, and recently.
Okay.
Now, are you aware that he supports affirmative action? Do you support affirmative action?
No, I don't. But you know, do you agree with?
Well, let me tell you what he said. He said colorblind admissions tend to favor those who are already in a circle of privilege. And he said that, you know, affirmative action understands this and uses race-based policies to undo the effects of racist policies. Do you agree with him that affirmative action people should factor into admissions?
No, I don't.
But all right, let's talk. Let me ask you this.
Believe everything Trump's for? I mean, you know, you don't.
Yeah, almost everything. Not everything, but almost everything. Yeah, I agree with him on the border. I agree with him on energy. I agree with him on law and order. I agree with his foreign policy. Yeah, I agree on every big issue that I can think of. Yes. And I think he did a great job. Do you agree with RFK that, for example, that he wanted the end of the failed war on drugs and complete amnesty for drug offenders and transition prisons and wants a rehabilitation center built for prisoners that break the drug laws in this country, that he wants to transform the police and incentivize them to prevent violence, not make unnecessary arrests. And he wants to reimagine the police with de-escalation and mediation skills and partnering with neighborhood organizations. I think that's silly to me. You know that he was asked by Louis Farrakhan. He called Louis Farrakhan a radical anti-Semite and racist, a truly great partner. Did you know that? Does that change your mind about him at all?
I don't know. I'll research that stuff that you're talking about, but
I could send it to you. Do you know he wants to raise the minimum wage to $15, expand free child care, tax-free 3% government-backed mortgage bonds? Do you know that he supported Al Gore? Do you know that he called himself probably the biggest supporter of unions. He says if you care about the future of America, there's no more important choice than to make Al Gore president. He also enthusiastically endorsed John Kerry. He claimed the 2004 election was stolen. He has been a longtime Democrat. Big donations to Obama.
He actually
endorsed Hillary Clinton.
He said that in 1995.
And he repeatedly praised Bernie Sanders. That's about all I'll give you for today. Now, with all of that said, how much of that did you know before we had this call today?
I didn't know that. I didn't know most of that. You know, I'm just...
Okay. Now, does that change your mind at all? You said you're not blue. Every one of those positions is a blue position.
But I can't go with Biden, and I don't think Trump is going to be available to be a president if he wins. He's going to be so wrapped up in everything.
And he'll be available. I promise you, he'll be available.
45 or younger, and he's going to probably bring people out that haven't voted.
Okay, but I'm telling you, he will be available. They're not going to put an elected president in prison. That won't fly.
Well, I know, but he's going to be busy with going to all the court stuff. I mean,
that will happen. There'll probably be one case before the election in New York, which is ridiculous, going back to 2016 and Stormy Daniels. And the other cases will probably be put off till after the election. So he'll be available if he's elected president, and you can't indict a sitting president. At that point, those cases all die.
Well, I just want what's best for my kids, and I don't see Biden or Trump doing anything for him. So,
but here's my question. Almost everything I told you about, you don't agree with. Almost everything I told you about RFK, you didn't know.
I'm going to see if what you're saying is for today, that it still feels that way today.
Okay, so it's okay if he said it in 2017 and 18, but if he just says, oh, no, I didn't mean that, you'll believe it?
I would okay. Believe it. I think people change their mind. You know, you've heard that from Trump also. And I'm not against Trump in any way. I voted for Trump in 2016. I just don't think Trump and Biden can do what needs to be done. I just don't think they can do it.
I'm not going to talk you out of who you want to vote for. When I met RFK Jr. and I did a town hall with him. And in that town hall, I wanted him to express his views. I kind of gave him free rein. He's running for president, and it wasn't the time to really hone in. I had all this information with me, but I wanted people just to hear him talk about the basics, because that's where we were in the campaign. If he does another town hall with me, I'll ask him about everything that I just brought up with you. Do you think his vice presidential choice is up to the job if, God forbid, something happened to him? Because I don't.
I know you don't. I heard you yesterday. Well, you know, Trump became president without being a politician, right?
I'm just asking. Do you think
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
You know, Shanahan came from a very poor. She was on welfare. She went to Stanford. She made something of herself. She's very.
I admire her life story. I'm inspired by it, but that doesn't make her capable to be president.
Well, I disagree with you.
How do you feel about her position on in vitro fertilization?
I didn't hear that part of it. What did she say about it?
Dead set against it. Very outspoken against it.
Against in vitro? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
how about this? I'm gonna give you a homework assignment, okay? You sound like a very nice lady, Raylene. I want you to look up all these issues. And when you read it all together, tell me then that you really support this guy, because you don't agree with a single position I just laid out for you. And I don't know how you could end up voting for somebody that you don't even agree with. But we live in a free country. You're free to choose.
I don't agree with Biden at all. So, you know, I mean, Biden and Trump are two evils, and I don't think Robert Kennedy is an evil person. That's kind of how I feel.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Glenna, is in the free state of Florida. Glenna, how are you?
Hi, Sean, and thank you so much for taking my call.
I love you, and I really love listening to that last call, because I have to tell you the truth, I am so disgusted that there are so many ignorant people still in this country that can't see what is going on, and that the only person that can fix this is Donald Trump, who, by the way, is still my president. I will support anything to get him back in office. It's so frustrating every day listening to callers that have no idea. I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid they're drinking, but it's really getting scary. And I don't know what to do. I'm kind of looking for advice. I'm trying to help, and I don't know how else to help.
It's probably the question I get asked the most. And, you know, what can we do? What can we do? Well, obviously, the first thing you got to commit to is voting. And that means for Republicans and conservatives, and people get mad at me when I say it, fine, I'll take the heat. I signed up for it. Conservatives have got to embrace voting early and voting by mail. We can't start election day down hundreds of thousands of votes. God forbid if it rains or snows or sleets that day. Number one. Number two, get involved. If you want to get in, that means, you know, you can go to the RNC and maybe become a partisan observer, a trained partisan observer at the ballot box on election day. If you have money, you know, support your local Republican candidates, donate to the RNC or wherever you feel compelled to donate to. That's another thing you can do. Talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, talk to your coworkers, talk to everybody you meet and tell them and see if you can convince some of them. But I will tell you that I've never been this worried about the country ever. And I wish I didn't have to say that 215 days out of this inflection point election, but I'm saying it because unfortunately it's true. I'm up on the clock, Lena. God bless you. Fight hard. And everybody else listening to me, get involved to whatever extent you can. I know you're busy. I know it's hard, but there's too much at stake. I don't want to wake up the day after Election Day talking about Joe Biden's second term. Do you? Have you thought about maybe building a pool in your backyard? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you could save up to $2,000 during their global sales event this month only. Now, the Michael Phelps Swim Spa, it's not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda uses it in winter, spring, summer, and fall. You use it all year long.
We do. The kids use it. I use it. Anthony loves it. The thing is just amazing. It's huge. It's beautiful. It's got awesome interior lights, and it's great for therapy. Like, I have, my hips are just crushed, and I can sit in that hot tub, and it really makes them feel so much better. And then I can go swimming in the pool part. And it's just, it is an awesome, awesome, awesome product. I cannot tell you how great it is.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner for up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. That's masterspas.com, promo code Hannity for up to $2,000 in savings. You can exercise, you can relax, you can recover. It's the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, masterspas.com.
Breaking news straight from the source.
Sean Hannity talks to the people involved in the big news stories every day.
Sean Hannity.
That's going to wrap things up for today. All right, we will look at the latest Wall Street Journal, the latest polling numbers, Matt Towery and Robert Kahaly, Mark Penn tonight, also Senator Ted Cruz, the great Victor Davis Hanson, Larry Kudlow, Horace Cooper, all happening. Don't miss a minute. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity tonight on Fox. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.